She was at the forefront of a seismic shift in music history, and carved out a place in Canadiana. But Erika M's contribution and influence on the world of music, and beyond, extends well past her VJ days. A veritable Renaissance woman when it comes to creativity, she's an accomplished songwriter and musical playwright, earning numerous awards and accolades along the way. Then there's her success as a mompreneur, YMC.ca, and continued presence in front of the camera, which has included such shows as Yummy Mummy and Real Life with Erika EHM. But these days she's revisiting the 80s, 90s musical heyday, touring and opening for Glass Tiger, who brought their This Island Earth tour to First Ontario Arts Centre Milton December 7th. MiltonToday.ca, an affiliate of Bradford Today and Innisfil Today, caught up with Erika to discuss music and her career as a whole leading up to her local appearance. What's been the most enjoyable aspect of this tour? I love having full backstage access while on the road with Glass Tiger. After 40 years in the music industry, it's the first time I'm experiencing what it's really like to be a band on tour, including living on a tour bus. I still get a thrill standing side stage watching the band perform. That's the world I always wanted to be a part of. Got any embarrassing stories about Glass Tiger to share with their fans? No, the opposite. Since I've known them since the 80s, the Glass Tiger guys have always been gentlemen who respected their fans and gave their all when they were interviewed or played live. That's why I agreed to go on tour with them. Erika EHM with Glass Tiger during her Much Music days. Photo courtesy of Much Music. As much as you've done since Much Music, there will always be some who only associate you with your VJ days. Is that kind of annoying or endearing, that you were a key part of such a memorable time in music history? I used to find it frustrating being so connected with Much Music for years after I left. But over time I came to understand that it spoke to the deep connection the audience had made with me, and how I represent their youth and a simpler time when the world was ours for the taking. Your bio of writing, hosting and interviewing ventures is to say the least vast. Did you ever think your creative versatility would extend to so many different projects? When inspiration calls, I can't ignore it. That passion, my need to create, has been part of my life, even back in the days of Much Music. While I worked full-time at the music station, I also had a hat company, a record label, I had written a book and won awards for songwriting. I do what I love. Was there ever a moment after Much Music that you felt pigeonholed by that time during a new pursuit? If so, how did you overcome that? Of course. It all changed when I launched an online community for moms, YMC.ca, which became the largest platform for Canadian moms. This trailblazing social media company raised my profile, and I started to be recognized as an award-winning entrepreneur. After 17 years, I recently completed the entrepreneurial journey when I sold the company to the current owners of Toys R Us Canada. How did motherhood shape, redefine your working career? Motherhood gave me the passion to launch the second big chapter in my life, and shifted my purpose to raising my kids and building a business created by and for Canadian moms. The entertainment industry has gone in so many unforeseen directions in recent years. Is there anything that still feels strange to you in terms of how entertainment is delivered or consumed these days? The entertainment media is so splintered. There are no cultural voices bringing the country together like Much Music once did. I feel sad for young people today who don't have national cultural curators to shape and connect hearts and minds. What's the one lesson or skill developed during your time with Much Music that's aided in most or all of your subsequent endeavors? To be brave and learn how to get comfortable with discomfort. And of course, talk confidently in any situation. If you could point to one or two fellow interviewers, in any entertainment field or even beyond, and say, yeah, they've got it figured out, who would they be and why? Amber Mack, an early social media adopter who owns her audience, has a wide range of clients and shares valuable, ethical information about technology to mainstream audiences. Rick Campanelli, aka The Temp, and former Much Music VJ. Rick continues to have a job in the media because he has great work ethic and is a genuinely nice guy. Despite all his success, he remains humble and hardworking. I have so much respect for him. Is there one 80s, 90s musician you'd either like to go back and tweak an interview with or simply catch up with a cup of coffee? Bono from U2. I never had a sit down with him.